Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is the Win Daily Sports Advantage, WinDailySports.com. Yeah, that's right. We got a new name. We got a name. And the name and the reason you are listening is not because of me, but because my co-host, Mike North, who is joining me at North to North on Twitter. Mike, how you doing? I hear you have a winner already today.
I have a winner already, and it's the hapless Atlanta Braves winning from behind 8-7, which is unusual, 15 runs in one game. I haven't seen 15 runs from the Cubs in one season so far this year, so... Yeah, I keep hearing the Cub general manager saying they got to move the mound back, and I see everybody else hitting. They'll start hitting the baseball. Everybody will start hitting. I think spring training was low-key this year. I don't think that the pitchers, I think they're way ahead of the hitters more than ever before because of the COVID situation, because of the lockdowns and stuff like that. So I'm thinking that baseball will start getting their act together. I think this has been sort of like a second spring training, if you will. But Atlanta needed this win, and they came back and went, "Hey, I understand you had the total."
Yes, I did.
Is outstanding. And I had last night, I went 1-1. I took a prop bet. I just saw the line. I just did a gut instinct thing. Colorado, what plus 105 for the first run scored. But then I saw Colorado's pitcher, and they were just – I mean, there's some guys in the major leagues. I mean, they're talking about the lack of hitting. There's some bad pitching out there too, man.
Oh, today is an example of that. Yeah. Today is bad pitching matchups all over the place. Terrible.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll tell you this. Between the Twitter stuff and how Devin Hester should be going into the Hall of Fame maybe and – you know, the nonsense of that. A lot of day baseball today.
Yes, there is.
The White Sox almost had a little brawl with Adam Eaton sliding into second base. Cleveland and them forming a rivalry, pushing them off the bag.
I've never seen a baseball brawl result in anything. Like, it's just a lot of shoving and a lot of compiling into a group and then nothing.
I have seen three or four good brawls in my lifetime. One was Pete Rose and Bud Harrelson sliding in the second base. That's a badass fight. Look that one up. and Carlton Fisk, Doc Ellis, who was on LSD at the time, Ron Santo.
That's so right.
A bunch of old school guys, but not anymore. The managers don't even argue anymore. I mean, that's a big part of the game. Managers used to come out and argue to get their teams revved up. Now they go out there like lawyers. They'll look at the replay. Let's move the mound back. Let's put a runner on second. I mean, the game is just so different and so weak compared to what it used to be. I mean, you know what used to wake the crowd up, Jen? Billy Martin coming out of the dugout and jawing with an umpire for 4 or 5 minutes. That's all. Everybody's up. It was a 1-0 game. Fourth inning, the manager goes toe-to-toe. Earl Weaver, Leo DeRocher, you name it, Terry Francona. It doesn't matter. That would get everybody revved up. Now, you know, there's not really a whole lot to rev the few people out there.
No, I don't think standing around waiting for 2 minutes for an umpire to call a replay and anything. Yeah, it's brutal. There are some – I don't think there's really need to be changes need to be made to the game itself. I think changes need to be made in how they market the game and how they present it, but that's really about it. Like, Mike Trout is the best player in baseball. Nobody would know Mike Trout in a lineup. That's a crime.
Mike Trout wants to go be like the next Ernie Banks, never win anything. That's a crime, and that's on him. He signs a $350 million, $400 million deal with a team notoriously since they've been formed in the 1960s that has been terrible. He's comfortable being called the best player in baseball. Okay? He's not. He's the best player in the American League. There's not five good players in baseball in the American League anymore. Where's Francisco Lindor playing? Where's Francisco Lindor now? New York Mets. Where's Mookie Betts? Where are all the guys that were going to challenge him? Give me the top five American League ballplayers compared to what they got in the National League. I mean, Christian Yelich in 2019 was better than Mike Trout. I watched him. He was an MVP in the National League.
He was great.
He took the Milwaukee Brewers, put him on his back. Mike Trout's never done that, ever. So I'm tired of all these squares going, oh, he's so good. Okay, he's Arnie Banks. But, you know, all I keep hearing is you're only as good as some playoffs, championships, and stuff like that. But he gets away with just being a nice guy and being on the West Coast and having his little world.
Yeah, I wish the Angels would put more around him for me to – I really do. But in terms of the National League, the player that has to be considered the best in baseball right now, that guy, Ronald Acuna Jr., can hit a that dude can hit a baseball. He's really good. Do you have any, or did you have any Ronald Acuna MVP tickets or futures?
Well, no.
Because I know.
I had the Braves today. One of the reasons because of him.
There we go. Because of him.
I mean,
exactly.
He wrecked them today. He had a great day. Albie. I mean, these guys.
It's unbelievable.
Look at that at bat. Look at, there's three pinch hitters in the ninth inning came through. The guy that didn't get the hit had the best at bat. Freddie Freeman had a 10-11 pitch at bat and ended up walking, loading the bases.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he's, I'll tell you what. Give me Freddie Freeman. You can have Mike Trout. Go ahead. I'll take Freddie Freeman.
I love Freddie Freeman. Even as a Phillies fan, I'm a big fan of Freddie Freeman.
I'm tired of the Mike Trout. Everybody, it's fashionable. Everybody likes to say he's the best player in baseball. I don't see it. Because at 9 o'clock at night, if somebody tells me Mike Trout's coming on, I go, I don't care. I don't care. Oh, I just knocked the picture frame off my desk.
That's how passionate you get about talking Mike Trout. Yeah. Hopefully the frame's good. Hopefully,
no, it's all right. It's just a small fire. Everything else, okay.
I saw the Chicago basketball shirt. I see Bulls not doing so hot after the
Billy Donovan couldn't wait to leave Oklahoma City because they were in a rebuild, and Russell Westbrook leaves, and all those other guys had left already, and you know he didn't have any superstars left. So he says, "I'll go over to Chicago. They're not in a rebuild. They just finished the rebuild, and they're only a couple games better than Oklahoma City. They're a bad basketball team." The other night, Zach LaVine gets 50 points in a game, and he's a minus three. That's almost impossible. You know, he was a negative on the court scoring 50 points. Vukovic only had 13 shots in that game. Your guard has 28. So last night, they get the ball more to Vukovic. He scores, but LaVine has an off night. Billy Donovan has been a huge disappointment, but he's on a honeymoon right now. Nobody's saying a word. This is the same city that let John Paxson be GM for 17 years. I mean, think about that. It was Paul Brown-like. I mean, thank God for Derrick Rose for those couple years. But you look at their draft picks. I mean, I'm watching Orlando last night beat the Bulls with Wendell Carter, who has a big game. He was a Bulls draft pick. He couldn't get out of his own way, you know?
Yeah.
So they always said they were tanking. They were just bad.
They were bad. Yeah, they were. And I'm surprised to see how bad it's going right now because I love Vucevic. I think he's a good player, but just not working right now with them. But what plays do we have for tonight? I know we have some hockey plays that we
got a weird play for everybody. In fact, I thought, you know what? Well, we can map this out for everybody what I want to do tonight because on the free premium picks, and don't listen, you got to log in. I hear people going, Mike, why are you coming up with your premium pick so late? You're not even supposed to get it. I'm giving it out, but I give it out 5 minutes before the game. So people go to www.windailysports.com.
Good
log
advice.
In, you get our picks.
It's good simple. Advice. Yeah, really simple. I like that.
I'm 2-4 the last three days, which is fine. You know, that happens. Babe Ruth goes 0-4, you know. Mick Jagger gets a sore throat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these things happen. Sinatra can't carry a tune. He was smoking too much. Who knows? He was up all night. I have a losing couple days. But you know what? Last night, I got saved by the Ottawa Senators.
The Ottawa Senators. Oh, there we go.
I got a puck and a half. All right. Here we go. Boston. The Boston Celtics are minus 120. Okay? You take the Boston Celtics at minus 120. Let's say I want to bet 100 on them. Then you take the New York Islanders in the same game, okay? Plus one and a half goals. But you only put $25 on that because it's minus 250, okay? So if you really want to get daring, I've won four of these this year. I've won the money line with the home team or the team that was favored, and I also won the puck and a half. So you get both ends. Now, if you want to get a little ballsy, you take the Bruins minus one and a half, but you win $220 if that hits. So you put all three together, but you don't bet as much on the Islanders plus the one and a half. Now, if Boston loses, I'm screwed. But if Boston wins, both ends, I won't win both ends because the minus one and a half, I'd put more $50 on. The Islanders plus one and a half. You're following me on this, I hope.
Yeah.
I have won with Mikey with the hockey when Mike Rizzio was with. We won four of these. The
favorite. Ooh, nice.
And the puck line.
Yeah.
The favorite and the puck line with the dog.
That means you're all over that game. I mean,
I'm all over it.
Handicapping that one well. I surprisingly have a hockey play. It's mostly
It's
mostly because I know how bad it's been here for the Flyers, and they're taking on a good goal scoring team in Pittsburgh, and they have been scoring well in the 3-game winning streak. I'm taking the over 6.5 goals. The Flyers don't have a goaltender that knows how to stop a puck. They have a goaltender in Carter Hart that doesn't know how to use his glove. And Brian Elliott's mid-30s and probably shouldn't be playing as much as he has. And the defense in front of him is absolutely horrid.
The Flyers are bad. Pittsburgh, too? Since the way you're describing them, they don't belong in
the
same
life. The money line's a little bit too high for me, though.
Yeah, I get you, man. People, if you don't want to take our picks, that's fine. Just follow our picks.
I at least would go the over. And you know what? This is one. The Flyers are just playing that bad. And now it's a little bit of the Jeff Carter is now in Pittsburgh. And so if you want to play the Jeff Carter revenge game factor, even though he hasn't been on a Flyers team in like a decade. But I would probably go Pittsburgh. I would think about them on the puck line because let me check right now what it would be. Because on the puck line, they're plus 138. With the way they're scoring goals and with the way that the Flyers don't know how to stop a puck from going into the net. I probably would.
Pittsburgh's a great team. They're quick.
Yeah, they're good.
As long as you got my dogs barking, if anybody hears them, you hear my dog barking. He's
we always, Mike, we always love when the dogs are barking.
I love that.
We always
Pittsburgh's good, but I'm going to tell you something. I looked at that game and I'm with you. I mean, I bet the Devils twice in the last month. They're not a bad club, but their goaltender stinks.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is. I don't want to know him. I don't want to meet his family. I wanted to ride to the airport to meet him and tell him how much he sucks. I mean, a goaltender, when you only have a certain amount of rebounds, there's only a certain amount of rebounds you can give up in a game, especially when you're playing a team like the Penguins. So I'm buying to stay away from that game, even though the system leaned a little bit with the puck line on Philadelphia, but I can't trust the goaltender. I'm with you on that. So that's a good play.
And I like it. So goals allowed per game for the New Jersey Devils this season, 3.2, which is obviously not good. That's not very good. No.
It's not good at all, my
friend. The Flyers goals allowed per game is 3.57.
That's not bad.
The Flyers are terrible.
In five overtimes.
The Flyers are a really bad hockey team, and goaltending is the reason why. But the Flyers also, and why I probably would like their overs a little bit more than Devils, the Flyers aren't incapable of putting the puck in the net.
No, like
they have some talented scorers. James Van Riemsdyk has been doing well at that. Joel Farabee has been. You know, Claude Giroux still is helping out in the offensive end. They're still fine scoring goals. It's just the perfect recipe for an over because bad goaltending and bad defense.
I wouldn't know any of those players you just mentioned. I don't know any of the players. It sounded like a French juggling group.
It reminds me of a skit that just happened recently of somebody saying that they're not going to pronounce a hockey name because it has too many vowels in it. It's just like I'm gonna punt on that one.
I agree. I'll give you another game.
Okay. All right.
My old pal Joe Quenneville tonight, the Florida team. They're minus 170 on the goal line against Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay, they lost a tough game the other night. I think they're going to come out. But I think Florida, they got a game under their belt. Quinville's, they're plus 150 right now. I'm going to go puck line on that also. The Florida Panthers getting a goal and a half. Now, remember, you can lose 5-4, but I lost the other night with Winnipeg. Last night, a miracle game for me. Ottawa scores, by the way, 3-1. I'm getting a puck and a half. They score with 19:50.
Oh, love it. Love it. Love it.
I'm like this. I'm going, Norman. I'm crying.
Not today.
I couldn't believe it. So, yeah, Florida. And, of course, with Joey Quenneville, my guy, who I'm a buddy of, great guy, great coach, Hall of Famer, most successful coach in National Hockey League history, in my opinion. Scotty Bowman, I can't remember what he coached. He's been a GM for so long, but he had a great run with the Chicago Blackhawks. It came out that way. I'm not going to bet him because I know Joe Quenneville, but he is a buddy of mine. I said, 150 against Tampa Bay, that's really good, folks. Tampa Bay is really good. And by the way, hockey is the only sport now that's worth a damn. Okay, let's just go there. Football's a bunch of lightweights now. They're afraid to hit like they used to. Basketball, those guys take off if there's a bird that's dead on the street or if there's an armed robbery, I'm taking off. Or if the earth is round and they think it's flat, I mean, it's just unbelievable. They take off for everything. And baseball. They got screens all over the place. They got put the guy on second base in 10th inning. But what's the one sport still out of the main four that is the same as it was 50 years ago? The National Hockey League, because it's not an American sport. They don't play that PC game when it comes to the game of hockey. They don't. And everybody's playing PC with our sports right now. So hockey's a really good sport. And to tell you you're never out of it, last night was the proof. We had a power play. I'm crying, and then with 10 seconds left, they score. I got another couple games for you.
Crying the cashing. That's it. That's it's all part of the sweat. All part of the sweat.
I thought I won Wheel of Fortune. I thought I won Wheel of Fortune, you know? Now, take a look at the run line tonight, maybe 1.5 on Texas against Tampa Bay, if you want. I'm not making that an official pick. And I really like, if you're a basketball guy, the Boston Celtics are playing the Lakers tonight. The Lakers are getting six. I like the Lakers. I'm leaning to the Lakers tonight. Larry Bird. I mean, Magic's not walking through that door, but either is Larry Bird.
I
keep hearing Boston's inconsistent and everything else. I know they're starting to turn it on. But I think the Lakers, with LeBron out and Davis, they've been playing pretty well. Now, do you have anything else? Do you have anything else?
See, I'm going with a lot of team total overs in this one because
you're a junkie on those.
Yeah, oh, I am at least tonight too, because it was to the point where I was taking so many of them that I thought, man, I have to put a money line in here somewhere. I just keep doing the same bet over and over again. But I'm taking the Dodgers over on the team total because they're taking on a pitcher. How about this, Mike North? There is a pitcher called Austin Gomer who is pitching for the Rockies today. He has, so far, he's terrible. So far, in just 9 1/3 innings, he has 11 walks in 9 1/3 innings. And he only has a 2.89 ERA. The problem is, he's getting away with a lot of stuff. He's basically getting away with all of these walks. And I eventually think he's going to get pummeled for it, and I think the Dodgers can do it. I think they can. They're probably going to have 6 runs in the first 3 or 4 innings, I think. I really
are they going to win? Are they going to win, 110 games? I mean, are they going to go off? I mean, because I watched them the other night. I had Colorado. I just wanted to score the first run. I felt like by the time the first inning was over, I mean, L.A. scored in the first inning. Colorado gets stopped. I felt like I got mugged in an alley. I didn't even know what hit me. I woke up. I go, what happened there? What happened there? You know what I mean? So I just said that basically – when you look at these totals, these prop bets, that's a bet I would have never made 30 years ago. They didn't have them.
Oh, well, yeah, that's an easy thing. It's easy to look through all of them now.
And then, but you know what I like to do? I said, if I win, it's over in the, if they score in the first inning, I can go to bed.
Yeah. A perfect bet for me. I just got to, I see what happens in the first inning and I go to bed and either, you know what, if I lose it, so what? I just only spent 5 minutes watching
right.
it.
And instead, I lose the game and I'm up for 2 hours pissed off. You know what I'm saying?
What a game. What an awesome bet to just have you have you either in despair or happy within 5 minutes.
I'm looking up at the ceiling with my eyes open. You know what I'm saying? I go, what happened over here? I go, ding, bang, boom. You know, I go, oh, my God. I felt like I was the guy hanging in the freezer truck in Goodfellas after by the time they got done with me. Absolutely insane. So, yeah. And there's a couple other games I like tonight that I was looking at, but I wouldn't. And I mean, I would bet for myself. I didn't give out that. I didn't give out the Atlanta game today because I don't give out all the games if I don't have enough info. I'm not going to give somebody on a guess. You never give out a play on a guess for people, do you?
No, not too often that happens. No.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. If I was going to step out, if I was a young man like yourself, and I was trying to make my first like $1 million, I'd have to step out on Boston tonight. I'd have to take Boston. Now, do you like the Islanders tonight plus 110? Or do you agree with me at Boston minus 120? Because Boston can drive you nuts. You talk about the Flyers. Boston can look so good for 3-4 games. And then not.
Yeah.
And you know what else I found out? I'm watching the Devils a lot, which is sickening because my system, my recipe gives out dogs a lot. Well,
yeah.
New Jersey's a dog. Buffalo's a dog. I mean, I never seen a worse power play. I mean, the refs can control if they want to. Any hockey game that they ref, and we had an umpire or a ref this year get in trouble for opening on an open mic. I don't think he's the only guy when he said, hey, you know, I
make
like
it make up call game. Basically. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The old make up call. New Love Jersey. Those.
Yeah. I'm watching New Jersey and they got like the power play. I mean, their penalty killing against the power play of Pittsburgh. I'm just taking a revolver out. I'm starting to put bullets in. I mean, there's no way. And what? Boom, goal, boom, goal. You know, they can't play with five. And they get in trouble constantly. Your bad hockey teams, I found, have no good special teams. No good power plays. No good penalty killing.
The Flyers. They're bad. They are. And it's starting to get to a point where they're so bad I can actually make a profit off of it, and I think I'm going to start doing that.
I'm going to go with you on that tonight, my friend. I really, really
I love
am.
It. I love it. See, that's why we do this. That's why we got to help each other out.
And then we don't. Hopefully, when we win, we'll brag about it. And if we lose next week, we don't bring it up at all. We just go.
Oh, exactly. That's like every other sports better. Yeah.
Some guy's getting a divorce because he put 10 dimes on one of our picks, and all of a sudden, you know, we're pretending nothing ever
happened.
He has to go to his wife for money.
Look, see, that is not on me. You know, those divorces, the losing the money's on me, but not the divorces, all right?
Let me tell you something. If your divorce hinges on money being bad.
Right, yeah, that's not my fault, yeah.
That's not your fault. You have to have a little bit of discipline. We talk about discipline. I have been winning the last 5 years, and I made a name for myself in handicapping because I finally made it a business. I lost for 40 years. I picked up one envelope out of every three. You know what I mean? Don't worry. It's the president. He wants to talk to me about something. He's going to ask me who he is. I'm going to tell
right.
him.
Well, no, he's going to ask for one of your picks. Yeah.
I'm going to go, hey, Joe, Pittsburgh. He's going to go right. Yeah. Philadelphia right there.
Yeah. He's a Philadelphia. He likes Philly sports. So
Delaware got a hockey team. Does Delaware have a hockey team? I mean, that's just the way it is. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you look at, I think hockey's been the funnest bet I've had all year.
Is it really?
Now, you seem to lean on hockey and baseball.
I lean on baseball a lot. I can't do NBA. NBA is just, it's brutal. And it's the reason why you mentioned, because it's just, I have no idea who's going to play. Basically, the regular season is just to get to the postseason. Like, that's when it starts.
Hockey players are men. Basketball players are wusses. I'll give you a perfect example. I take Dallas the other night. All I hear is about this Doncic. Porzingis scores 30 points and has 15 boards the night before.
Yeah.
Nothing. They sit him the next day.
Yeah.
If I hit 30 and 15, I'm up all night and I'm ready to play the next day.
Yeah, I know. I'm ready to play the next minute.
I'm playing on an hour sleep, hungover. I'm ready to go. You got plenty of time to sit after you have one of your, like, 3-for-24 games from the field. My God, how pitiful the NBA's become. How pitiful.
Yeah, the Where regular season doesn't mean much.
Yeah, Steve Nash. That guy's the coach. That guy was given America. He gives America, because he's Canadian, all sorts of advice. He can't even get his people to show up on time or to show up to work. Kyrie Irving? The guy takes off weeks at a time like he's an electrician or something. No, I take that bad. My dad was an electrician.
Like he's a sports radio host like me. I like taking some time off. Yeah,
you never worked a day in your life if you're a sports radio
host. Well, yeah, there
I worked before. I worked before I became. See, I did it the opposite way. I got into radio when I was 39. I had owned three restaurants, worked for the city, been in the service, had all sorts of worked as a vendor at Wrigley before I was 40. I got this job just to talk sports. Got lucky. I haven't worked for like 30 years. It's unbelievable. Now you got to prepare like you do.
It's hard.
You got to be ready. And if you're not, you're gone.
You got to do a show with me. I mean, that's hard enough. You know, the 30 minutes with me. Gosh.
I mean, my God, you're such a young man. I talked to you about 2004 and you go, what?
Oh, 2004. That's my wheelhouse. I like 2004. I was 10 years old.
Who won the World Series in 2005, don't you? My boys, the White Sox.
The White Sox. That's right. I knew that. And they beat the Cardinals that
Astros.
Year.
Astros.
Right? Astros. Yeah. No.
Jeff Bagwell, Craig Biggio. I went to an Italian Hall of Fame function in Chicago, and I'm not in awe of many people. I am not. I've met them all. I'm Pete Rose. God bless you. Happy birthday, Pete, to Michael Jordan, everybody. I had dinner with Craig Biggio and his wife, me and my wife did. We sat at the same table. He was being inducted. His son now is a good ball player.
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah.
Dante Bichette. I covered Dante Bichette, his son now.
Bo is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Dante Bichette used to come on my show in the 90s. He was a monster, right? Those two guys on the road, once they let, you know, things loosen up, are going to be tired, number one. Number two, Craig Biggio is the nicest guy I've ever met. Him and his wife, little guy who caught and played second base and was a Hall of Famer. I looked at the guy and go, how impressive. That's just heart and desire.
Yeah,
and you got to have some good genes and some good eyesight. But then when you see his kid, you know, playing, his kid's flashier. The Toronto,
yeah,
I like
good.
And then Guerrero finally figured out that if you want to stay in the major leagues, you better lose about 50 pounds, you know, which he did. I like that team. I like that team.
I did
Toronto.
Too. Yeah.
And the Yankees suck.
I see. I don't like the Yankees only because their pitching is just brutal. It is really bad.
I was trying to figure out why they think the Yankees are going to win. They have no pitching at all.
None whatsoever.
And Judge in Stanton, I'm sorry, play tight end in the National Football League. When you're a baseball player, you got to have some flexibility. These guys are wound so tight, they get hurt, they get oblique injuries, hamstring pulls. I mean, look, Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron was 180 pounds, Ernie Banks 180 pounds, Clemente 185 pounds, Stan Musial was 190. Are you Ted Williams was the splendid splinter because he was so skinny. And these guys are like this and they get hurt every other day. Every other day. And all these teams they have, Johnny, is trainers. What do you do? I'm a trainer. Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you do? Back in the day, you had one guy and he wore all white. That was it. The whole white outfit, the t-shirt. There's like 10 trainers and all these guys do it, get hurt.
You know? Yes, they do. I'm actually looking at the American League right now.
Ooh.
Is there a good team at all in the American League? Maybe, like maybe the Angels actually have turned the corner a bit.
Boston lost.
Boston looks great. Yeah, they look great.
Boston lost their first three games, first time since like Babe Ruth was two or something. I don't know what. They've won like nine. They've won like eight or nine in a row.
Yeah, they just lost their first game. I think so.
Oh, did they today?
today. But yeah, they were, I mean, 8-game winning streak. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Things are going really well for them.
Yeah, so I they're think playing eight, good. The Angels with Joe Maddon. Now, we were talking about Trout. The Angels with Joe Maddon. I mean, I'd like to see the Angels in. Yeah. I go back to when the Angels had Reggie Jackson, Bobby Gritch. Are you kidding me? Joe Rudy in left. I mean, studs everywhere. They couldn't win anything. They had everything. They had Nolan Ryan. I mean, they couldn't win nothing. Gene Autry owned the team. He's a Cowboy, a past Cowboy star, multi-billionaire. He owned the team. They could, and he would buy free agents every single year. Bobby Gritch from the Baltimore Orioles, Joe Rudy from the Oakland A's, Reggie Jackson, who was with, I believe, Baltimore when they signed him, and not Oakland. All these studs, and they could never win. So I'm sort of rooting for them. Joe Maddon. Before we go, the Cubs. They couldn't wait to get rid of Joe Maddon. And I was sort of like sick of him too. I want to apologize. I'm watching this David Ross. I'm watching the Cubs are hitting 150 as a team.
So bad. 50. They can't hit at all. They may have a worse lineup than the Pirates and
the Pirates Rockies. Handled them.
They did. Yeah. It's just the Cubs are bad. They're really bad.
They're built to hit homers. That's all. You got to do other things.
Well, they remind me of the Phillies in that they are kind of holding on to a lot of players from a really good team.
Yeah.
And so they hold on to those memories a little bit too long and hold on to those guys a little bit too long to unfortunately have them on their downturn. And then stuck with them.
I'm going to give you this before we leave.
Yeah.
I want you to pass this around to your buddies. Impress them.
I'll do it. Yeah.
Say you came up with it on your own. You name me another team. This will even impress Mike and Jason and all them.
Anything impresses them.
Kevin, Flash, all the guys. Kenny, Johnny, whoever's over there. They're going to build a statue for Fergie Jenkins, who's a buddy of mine. In fact, I congratulated him the other night. He answers, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. I watched him as a kid. I became friends with him. Think about that. I watched him as a little boy, and I become buddies with him when I'm in broadcasting. He had 267 complete games. She won. Yeah. I mean, you know, they cry for Jacob DeBrum. Finish a ball game.
Just 260 innings in a season.
Yeah, 267 complete games. He also got let go by the Cubs in the next year, won 25 wins with the Texas Rangers. A former Harlem Globetrotter, but he won. I mean, he just was tremendous. So that's going to make the fourth statue for the 1969 Cubs. Santo, Williams, Banks, and Fergie. You name me another team that didn't win diddly that's got four statues. Now, there may be some, but I can't think of one. I mean, the Yankees have had to build a park for all their winners. They have Monument Park. You know,
For good reason, right?
Yeah, it's exactly right.
All right, yeah. 27.
Four guys from one team that never won anything. That's hard to do. But when you win only one world championship in 112 years.
That's what you would have to do.
That's what you would have to do.
That's going to be, unfortunately, it's going to be the Eagles in about 100 years when they haven't won anything. And they that one Super Bowl team, like you're going to be the water boy is going to have a statue, like the greatest of all time.
I got to be honest with you. They got so lucky that one year.
They did. You know what? I'm glad. You know, I'm really glad they got lucky. That's fine.
I'm happy they won it.
But holy crap.
But the guy with the head, the coach with the head, if you open up a slot and you drop nickels, you'd have $1 billion. That guy. What's his name? The goofball.
Was it Doug Peterson? Doug Peterson.
Yeah, Doug Peterson. Yeah, yeah. The guy's head is like, it's like a mascot's head.
If I ever met him, I'd buy him about any beer he'd want. I buy him 100 beers and anything he wants. But I would also tell him during that, you're a terrible coach. You're terrible. All right, that's it for the Win Daily Sports Advantage. Go to WinDailySports.com. Check out the picks. Check out articles, all of it. WinDailySports.com for cheat sheet, projection models, optimizers, all of it. That's it for the Win Daily Sports Advantage. We'll be back next Thursday here at WinDailySports.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.